Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, how often do you hear the words, I love you, or love you? Outside of the strictly romantic context, it's become extremely commonplace, even to the point, arguably, of becoming meaningless. Kira Sadlier has been pondering this in the Irish Times. Afternoon, Kira.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
And probably a lot of people with kids, when they reach a certain age, they hear their kids go, love you, several times a day. And they think, oh, gosh, you know, what have I done to generate such appreciation? But like they all do it.
Yeah, I guess my kids, they say I love you a lot. They don't, you know, say, could you pass the salt, thanks, I love you kind of thing. It's almost it's prolific, and I shouldn't be complaining about it, but it does make me think, how did they get to be like that? Because I don't think that I say it to them as much as they say it to me, and whether it's making us kind of needy. When they were small, when they were going to junior infants or whatever, they were the ones that were saying, yeah, go on, ma'am, off you go now. It's not something that happened when they were really small. It's now that they're teenagers that I hear them say it all the time.
Yeah. But you did hear, if teenagers say are talking to each other on the phone, they would say it to their friends quite well. Girls will anyway. Boys,
yeah,
not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Or even a very brief boyfriend or whatever, I can hear that he's been on the scene for maybe 2 weeks, and I hear I love you, and I get laughed at if I'm like, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Yes. So, but you think there are kind of three kind of scenarios in which the word love is used a lot?
Yeah, I think probably Irish people use it in times when we're afraid the most. I associate it almost as a fear-based reaction. I went to boarding school. My parents were living in Vietnam, and I was in boarding school in Ireland. And they were so far away. And I just remember them there being like, goodbye, I love you. And also this kind of undercurrent, like, I don't know when or if I'm going to see you again. And the same, so I associate I love you with saying goodbye. Like, this might be the last time we say.
Oh, God.
So maybe that's why I don't like hearing it too much. The second one, I think, is when you want to comfort somebody and you don't want to talk too much, and you just want them to know that you're there. So I think we say I love you then when maybe something is not necessarily something bad has happened, but when somebody's in a bit of bother. And then the last one is a kind of joyous one where you just can't contain how much you love that person. You need to tell them because of who they are and what they've done for you, as a kind of thank you for being my friend or my sister or whatever it might be. And that's the nice one.
Yeah. See, all of those, though, to me, it strikes me anyway that they have more value in their rarity rather than the word being used multiple times a day.
I think it needs to feel like not like a surprise, but I think it needs to evoke something in you where you go, this is nice, this is a big deal. So I compared it to finding a 50 euro note on the ground. When you see that kind of orange bit of paper on the ground, and you're going, oh, there's no way, is that a 50 euro? And you pick it up and you go, my God, you know, and you're thinking, what am I going to do with this? I can't believe I'm so lucky that I found this. That's what I think it should feel like when somebody says, I love you.
Yeah. And you, in your piece today in the Irish Times, you have a lovely story about speaking with your brother.
Yeah, so my brother, he's much older than me. He's 14 years older than me. And we actually never lived together because he was in boarding school. And then by the time he was an adult, I was in boarding school. And he doesn't say a lot. If he texts, he'll just put one or two letters in his text. So TX would be. And he wouldn't even say, OK, you just put K. But anyway, he called in for a cup of tea, and I just kind of told him something that was kind of on my mind. And we had a brief chat. He left and he texted me that evening, and it just said, love you. And I was bawling because I can't remember the last time we would have said it to each other's faces. But it just made me feel safe, and that he reminded me of when I was a child and he was much older than me, and that he would comfort me when I was being sent off to boarding school on a Sunday night. And it's just that feeling of you don't have to say loads of things. If you just say I love you, it can really help somebody who's feeling a bit distressed to feel calm and safe.
Yeah, that is lovely. What do you think prompted him to send you that text, given that he's not, you know, big on saying it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that we just had a common thread that maybe everybody doesn't have. And he must have felt like he had been able to understand what I had been going through in a way nobody else had. Coming from him, it was extra special. And I guess he was just saying, like, I'm here and you'll be okay. But it was in those words that he said it. And so it really meant a lot.
Now, yeah, and you advise that if people are uncomfortable with saying I love you, that you can say I adore you instead.
No, what I was saying actually was that I do sometimes tell, you know, I have a lot of male friends and I do tell them I love you. So I was chatting to a friend recently. He was going through something. I didn't want to push, you know, any agenda. So I just said, I love you. Now, I didn't expect him to say it back. He didn't say it back. And that's fine. But I think if you're going to try to, I think there's something important about the kind of reciprocity, or, you know, it has to be reciprocal if you're going to say it back. So it feels like a bit of a dodge if you say something other than I love you back. So if somebody says I adore you, out of nowhere, of course, that's absolutely gorgeous. But it can feel like a bit of a long way around if they're not just saying I love you back.
Mm. So if you do love somebody, if you genuinely love them and you tell them you love them, then if you expect it to be reciprocal, then are you saying it in the right spirit?
Yeah, you definitely don't say it if it's going to hurt for them not to say it back. And I do say it without expecting it to come back. It's beautiful if the boomerang comes back your way. But I think in Ireland we demonstrate that our love rather than say it. I find anyway. Well, maybe younger people just say it a lot, but I think we'd run out and show somebody that we love them. So I think siblings and parents and stuff, they might have never told their brother or sister or their child that they love them, but they'll have shown them, you know, they'll have run onto a football pitch and knocked somebody out who was kicking the head off their brother, or, you know, whatever it might be in the schoolyard. We stand up for each other, break our necks for each other, and that's the way I think Irish people can demonstrate that we love each other.
Yeah, as well, but also as well, I've kind of the way younger people say love you, it's said in a kind of a sing-song voice. It's said in a particular way to kind of, like they're saying it, but it's not entirely 100%.
Yeah, it's like a doorbell or something. Yeah, I do wonder with the real meaning behind it, if they really are getting the real meaning when they're throwing it out like that. But I guess it's a good complaint to have if people are saying I love you too much.
Yeah, I suppose so. But maybe kind of it's a shame when a word, the meaning of a word starts to be eroded by its overuse, if you know what I mean. But I suppose it depends on the context.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, sometimes I guess maybe if you throw it out there every once in a while, but then if you just take the time at some point to go face to face with somebody, you know, maybe hold them on the shoulders and say, you know, I love you, don't you? You know, that will have, even if you intersperse all your love-you-byes with something like that every once in a while, it'll work.
Yeah. Ciara, thanks for speaking with us today, and obviously love you. It was Ciara Sadlier there from the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.